As always, we'll start with a roundup of this month's news. Andrew, what's caught your eye?
Well, a whole load of stories have come out this month from the annual meeting of the American Astronomical Society, which was taking place in Seattle. And the one that caught my eye is about the Sloan Digital Sky Survey, or SDSS. Now, this is a project to map out the night sky, which began in the year 2000. And it's already gone through two distinct phases, which took it up to 2008. And during those phases, it measured information on 1 billion galaxies, 100,000 quasars, in addition to something like 500,000 stars in our own galaxy. And it did that by covering only 20% of the night sky. Now, on the back of that, in 2008, it entered a third phase. And this month, we've heard about the first results from that phase. Now, there are an awful lot of different projects in this Sloan Digital Sky Survey. But one of them is that they're now covering an extra 5,000 square degrees on the sky. So that means it takes the coverage of the night sky from something like a fifth in the older surveys to now more like a third of the entire night sky. But perhaps more excitingly, it includes new improved measurements of the properties of objects both in the existing parts of the survey and in the new parts of the survey. So, for example, they've been performing so-called spectroscopy of fainter galaxies than they've been targeting before. And that's where light is split up into its different wavelengths or colours. And that gives us far more information on the galaxies that they're looking at than would come just from taking an image of those galaxies alone.
So imaging really can only tell you numbers and shape, really, not a lot more.
Yes, there are techniques to use images with just a tiny bit of colour information to get more details of the source than you might expect. But to really get into the deep details of what's going on, you need this thing called spectroscopy, where you split up the light into all its different colours. Now, the news coming out of this meeting is that the first catalogue of results from this new third phase of the study has been released to the public. And it's really exciting. You know, anybody in the whole world can go to the Sloan website and get their hands on a database of the information they've been taking, which is really remarkable. The actual science that comes out of this will be forthcoming. It's not released yet. But the kind of thing we can expect to see coming in future months is new information on the way that the universe is expanding, for instance. And that, in turn, tells us more about the nature of dark energy.
Thank you, Andrew. Dominic, over to you.